Hello, welcome to the American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, my fellow Americans, and welcome to the American Pulse. My name is Tony Rizak, and I am excited and grateful to be sharing this time with you. The triumph of Donald Trump signals a new dawn for America and the world. And this is true on the national level, and it is true on the state and county level. Monumental changes are in the air. Every day brings jaw-dropping news of corruption uncovered. And there are many Americans from all walks of life across most of the political spectrum who have been afraid to raise their voices to express their concerns or even to express their gratitude for being an American. This means not only conservatives and libertarians, but centrists and Kennedy liberals as well. This, in my view, is the silent majority. The far left, and I'm not talking about Kennedy liberals here, has used both the legacy and the social media to cancel, threaten, and silence the American voice. But the tide has changed. We have claimed the high ground in which to operate from. Not a righteous high ground, but a higher frequency in which to speak with all Americans. Are you following me? Everyone is welcome on the American Pulse. It is my hope and my sacred duty to present you with enough truth and optimism to help you through what is about to unfold. Do you think this is going to calm down soon? I don't think so. I think between the Trump executive orders, the national news, and the reverberations right here in good old King County, which everyone knows has been a Democrat globalist stronghold for as long as any of us can remember, there is a sea change happening all over the country. Yes, even in traditional liberal and woke areas like Seattle, Portland, and California. Traditional Kennedy liberals are waking up too and trying to make sense of things. Even their hatred of Donald Trump seems to be muted quite a bit, hasn't it? Well, I think this projection of the left is now firmly on Elon Musk, but that is a conversation for another day. This show will most certainly evolve over time. Right now, the King County Republican Party has entrusted me to get this horse out of the barn, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. I think a good place to start is by looking each week at what President Trump and his team are doing, and then chatting with our local leaders and everyday people all over our great nation about how these changes are affecting them. Excited, thrilled, sad, angry, depressed? Let's find out. We will most certainly have good interviews, as this has been my most central format over the 6 years that I've been hosting Basecamp for Men. But we will also jump on and do short format announcements and quick check-ins with our people. On Basecamp, we call these short episodes fire starters. So what should we call short episodes on the American Pulse? Should we call them heartbeats or murmurs? Or should we not even give them a name and just let them be short? We'll figure all this out over time. For now, it is good to be at the microphone and in partnership with the King County Republican Party and speaking to Americans all over this great nation. Before we get to our interview, I wanted to share a couple of relevant memes for you. I do this regularly as memes carry powerful information for we the people, and we've been using them in the past few years to great effect. So here's a couple of them. From my friend Pamela Garfield Yeager, she says, quote, "I'm noticing a trend. It's 2025 and emotional manipulation, name calling, and smear campaigns don't work anymore. The truth works better," unquote. Oh. And here's one from, there's a lighthearted one from the Babylon Bee. Quote, "Senators pause RFK hearing to announce that this next round of questions is brought to you by Pfizer," unquote. Man, I love it. All right, let's get to our interview with Jolie Lansdowne. It's a good one. Enjoy. Today's episode is brought to you by the Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, the Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, onto our episode. My guest today is Jolie Lansdowne. Jolie was elected and serves as the King County GOP chairwoman. Jolie is a wife, a mother who homeschooled her kids for 20 years, a local business owner, and a woman who believes that engagement in local government is one of the most effective ways we can impact positive change for our next generation. Here is my interview with Jolie Lansdowne. All right, I am here with my friend Jolie Lansdowne, American patriot, leader. Jolie Lansdowne, Jolie, welcome to the American Pulse. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be here.
I almost said welcome to Basecamp for a bit because I'm so used to saying that. This is a brand new podcast. We're so excited to get this launched. This will be the first episode after the pilot, and we've got a whole bunch of interviews we're doing, but I'm just super excited to be offering this to Americans who are looking to make sense of everything that's going on. There is a whirlwind happening on the national level. It seems like every morning I get up, there's 20 different things that I'm like, whoa. And this show is really meant for all Americans to kind of make sense, have clarity, get maybe a different perspective than that they're hearing on maybe mainstream news. And so I just wanted to welcome you, but also like just start off with like the question is there a great American renewal happening right now in your eyes? Is that what you're experiencing? And, you know, how can more people in this great nation participate?
Yeah. I love this question. And Tony, just really, I want to thank you and just honor you for creating this space to give Americans a voice, to give people a voice. And I really look forward to the future of this podcast and just hearing all the different perspectives in our region and hearing what people have to say. So I'm so excited for this. Yes, there is an American renewal, you know, from the community level across the nation. We are seeing all sorts of movement. It's just an exciting time to be engaged in local government and just to see what's happening. So I would say absolutely yes. I love that question. This has really been a fun position for me as King County Chair the last couple months. I've built businesses, and this is sort of a new time in local government to get to be engaged with so many folks moving into engagement. And I invite folks to move in their area of passion and gifting and resourcing them. And it's just an exciting time to see this movement, you know, at the local level.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I don't know how you feel about or what you think about ordinary Americans. Like, I really identify myself as an ordinary American. It seems like a lot of ordinary Americans have been on the sidelines because there's been so much corruption. I mean, we're finding out all kinds of stuff, how much corruption there's been on the national level. Almost each day they reveal something new. But I think the whole thing caused ordinary Americans to feel like there's no difference that we can make. Right. It's caused the American heart and the American soul to kind of become resigned and cynical and just say it doesn't matter. They're just going to print money and launder money, for instance. Right. I think the overall the cynicism crept into just ordinary Americans. And I think that's one of the things that we're unthawing and breaking through is, look, your passionate involvement does make a huge difference right now, right? And yes. So I just wanted to ask you, as an ordinary American, and I know I'm giving you a couple different questions here, did you ever think you'd be this involved? I did not think I would be. And also, like, kind of what is motivating you right now, and what is motivating your team to make changes, for instance, in the local structure and all that? So I gave you a few different on-ramps here, and all of it is fine.
I love it. Yes, that's such a good point. I didn't anticipate being this involved in government. If you would have told me this 10 years ago, I don't know if I would have believed you, but this is just an amazing time. You know, we've got, I'll answer, those are great questions and I'll get to them all. The first one, just to kind of follow up with just folks getting involved, you know, I just really invite folks who are curious to move in the area that they care about. You know, I invite folks to get involved in the fashion area that they care about. Maybe it's something that's burdening their heart in this, in certain areas, or something they're excited and have solutions that they want to fix. You know, we need every single voice. Our diversity is our strength. And so I really encourage folks to continue to engage at the place that they really care about. And a practical way to do that is to sign up for our newsletter update every week at kcgop.org. And that just kind of will ground you in some of the larger moving parts of your local government in this region. So that's just a very simple, easy way to be engaged. But yeah, you know, getting connected and engaged in the areas that you care about, like I said, what you're passionate about. And there really is a place for everybody at this table. You know, local government is where your passion intersects with policy to produce good results for the welfare of all of our neighbors, all of our children. So it's a great place to spend your time and energy. And to answer your question, what keeps me working for, you know, positive change in our country? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll give you the honest answer. I'm tired of good people being deceived. Like, it's not okay. I love Washington State. I love our county. I love the people here. I have a lot of family and friends here. And it's just not okay with me, whether it's the, you know, that we've been told that, you know, foods are healthy, and then we learn that they're not healthy. Yeah. Whether it's the lie that, you know, more taxes are needed, you know, to be put on the working class to solve problems, you know, many of those things that are artificially created anyway, but those just aren't true. And there are simple common sense answers to many of our problems and concerns. And the good news and why I'm here and fighting is that the people fully hold the power to employ those answers. And I'm tired of seeing our region kind of bullied through lies and fear. And, you know, and understand here, I am not saying bullied by Democrats or bullied by another party. I want to make that very clear. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity in this season to make some things right. And, you know, part of the deception that I think people are kind of realizing is we're being bullied by big business and by money and by, you know, by things that are alternate to the benefit, you know, our benefit and our good. And they're pretty much all money related. And that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, that's why I'm serving as your chair of the King County Republican Party. I'm here to fight for everybody here to have a better quality of life.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I remember seeing something that kind of opened my eyes a little bit. It was not that long ago, actually. And somebody was writing, might have been on X or something like that, but they were saying, you know, the real reason that the government always avoids a shutdown right in the nick of time is if they shut down, then ordinary Americans would see that we don't really need them that much, right? It was like, so that there's always that they're like, we're avoiding a shutdown because it would be a disaster, but it's really a disaster for the bureaucracy, not for ordinary Americans. And I think now we're seeing, I mean, they're starting to take apart all that stuff. And I think Americans are going to see, wait a minute, I thought this was going to be, you know, Armageddon, and it's turning out that, you know, look at what's happening that's on the positive side. So, but I'm glad you brought that up. You know, right now, my sense is there's half the country, let's just be broad, you know, half the country is super optimistic, super excited. How do I know? Because I get text messages and emails every day from people. Super excited about everything that's going on. It's moving very fast, right? Which is one of the reasons why we're doing this show, because I believe that there's going to be a lot to make sense of in the coming months and the coming years. But then the other half of the country is, I'll say, apprehensive is a nice way to put it. And they're not quite sure. It's moving fast for them, but it's a lot of, you know, a lot of the sacred cows are being, you know, torpedoed and speared right now. And so my question to you is, like, right now, what would be your message to centrists and Kennedy liberals, who we have a ton in common with, by the way, and you and I are both former Kennedy liberals, right? We have a ton in common with them. And I feel like they look to me, when I look at them at the grocery store and stuff like that, they look a little lost, like they don't have a home. They're not quite sure. They've been conditioned to hate Republicans because they said, you know, Orange Man is a terrorist. He's terrible. So we can't go there. They might not like all the woke stuff going on. So they feel like jettisoned. They just look like, where do we go? There's no independent movement. So what would your message be to them? Because I feel like we have a ton in common with them.
Yeah, I agree completely. My message, I'd say, hey, friend, I was one, you know, the first half of my life, I was a Kennedy liberal. And it used to mean something different. I get it. You know, I don't know if you've sailed, Tony, I'm sure you have, but you know, when you're sailing, you're cruising along and we have to change directions. It is messy. You know, the sail starts flapping, the boom swings over, all the lines are bouncing around on deck. It is messy. And it's a very uncomfortable moment. And it looks like you're sailing bad in that moment. But the truth is you're going from where you were going to a new place that's better. And I feel like that's what's happening in our region, even in our nation right now. There's a lot, and it's not comfortable, and things, you know, that we thought are shifting, and you know, and we're all in different places with, you know, with this process, and so I get it, and so I that's really the season. It's short, but that's the season we're in right now. So I would just, you know, invite anybody to the table. You know, come have a meal, approach in the area that you care about, or just come and observe, you know, have conversations about your ideas and your concerns. And we'll get to know each other and build trust. And, you know, the truth is that I'm fighting for healthier families. I'm fighting for safer streets. I'm fighting for thriving small and family-owned businesses. I'm fighting for parents' rights, property rights. You know, ultimately, I'm fighting for the freedom to fight for those things. And this is a table that every American sits at, you know? Yes. And so that's the truth. And so, you know, home is here. Come build with us. Come on over. And that's what I would say, you know, let's figure this out together, because we're all in the same process together. You know, this isn't something our country's ever experienced before. And we're going to, you know, we're going to move forward together. So that's what I'd say.
What would you expect? You know, if we what can we expect traditional Kennedy liberals? What can they expect by having conversations from anybody in the local GOP? If they were to have conversations with us, what could they expect? Like, how do you think they would be treated? What would be the sort of the tone of the conversation and the mood?
Yeah, great question. And, you know, I'll just speak for myself. And as the, you know, as the chair, I'm confident that my team would answer very similarly. You know, I want these labels that, you know, put us into sections aren't really helping us. And I just want to talk to the person, regardless of whatever. I want to hear, you know, tell me about your life experience. What has impacted the things that you care about? Because you're uniquely position to bring wisdom and insight to this area that you care about. And we need each other. Like I said, diversity is our strength. And, you know, I'm not talking about the common, you know, hair color, whatever. I'm talking about, you know, the specific life stories that we all hold. That is our strength. So I would want to listen, and I want to hear, you know, what has moved you to engage in local government? What are the stories that you can share? You know, what victories do you have in your life that you can bring to helping, you know, either better policy or, you know, supporting candidates or equipping folks to get, you know, better engaged in understanding local government. There's all sorts of areas, you know. I've created advisory boards that weren't there before in King County on education and youth, and there's a number of them because we need folks with those life, that special life experiences that has elevated. They have elevated wisdom and understanding in certain areas that we need to be able to resource, whether it's a candidate or, you know, or we're trying to solve a solution around a problem in education or whatever it is. And so I just really invite people, it's a new season and you matter, your voice matters, and who you are and what you bring really matters. And so that's what I would say. And again, I'm just so thankful for you doing the American Pulse, Tony, and just really giving people a place to engage and speak and, you know, begin the conversation of what matters and where they intersect government. So that's what I would say.
I love it. I love it. Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Later in the interview, Jolie and I get into the future of education, something we're both passionate about, but we're doing our best to keep these as shorter episodes, ideally 20 minutes or under. So you will see part two of this interview real soon. And lastly, if you are a proud American with a business or organization that you would like to see promoted here on the American Pulse, please reach out. We're going to grow this baby, and now is the perfect time to partner with us. We want to make it really simple and easy for you. Things are going to be exciting moving forward, and we want to help you grow your business or cause as well. So contact us at www.kcgop.org. And we thank you for listening to the American Pulse.